up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
A city lifeguard drowned Sunday while attempting to rescue a swimmer in the waters off of Newport Beach. Ben Carlson, 32, had been a lifeguard for 15 years. The incident began shortly after 5 p.m. when a rescue boat identified a swimmer in distress near 16th Street. After Carlson entered the water and reached the man, both were struck by a large wave. Other lifeguards at the scene attempted to assist Carlson, but were unable to immediately find him because of the turbulent water and up to 10 to 12 foot surf. He was located much later at 8 p.m. and rushed to paramedics, who were waiting on the Newport Pier, then transported to the nearby Hoag Hospital. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. The 32-year-old is the first Newport Beach lifeguard to die in the line of duty, according to the Newport Fire Chief. The man he was trying to rescue did survive. Meanwhile, in Laguna Beach, the rising swell, beautiful weather, and huge crowds kept our lifeguards busy over the three-day weekend, 500 rescues of people in the ocean between Friday and Sunday. The Festival of the Arts opening party was the hot ticket in town on Saturday. Hundreds of folks took up the invitation to festival members and friends or patrons of exhibitors to flock to the festival grounds. The preview party precedes the official opening day of the Fine Art Exhibition on Sunday. Many more will return to the festival grounds tonight for the community viewing of The Art Detective, the latest edition of the Pageant of the Masters. The Emerald Canyon Trail in North Laguna is again open to hikers and bikers after a three-year hiatus. One of the Laguna Coast Wilderness Park's most popular trails was closed as a result of damage from a record rain in 2010. The storm washed out two large gullies in the middle of the trail, as well as flooding homes in Laguna Canyon and downtown businesses. To reopen the trail, OC Parks and Partners Laguna Canyon Foundation and the Irvine Rance Conservancy set to work constructing and installing two bridges. The first, smaller bridge, traverses a small 6-foot gully, while the larger bridge spans a massive 50-foot gully. Efforts by local volunteers helped with their completion. Emerald Canyon Trail begins at the top of Bomber Ridge and travels through a stunning habitat, oak woodlands and coastal sage scrub. It's a shady, perfect location for a summertime hike. The Bluebell Foundation for Cats took the wraps off its new logo and entry sign in Laguna Canyon. The organization is also starting a capital campaign, a five-year, $500,000 fundraising effort to ensure the cat sanctuary's continued existence. Susan Hamill, the foundation's founding chair, says supporters must modernize the facilities and put aside financial resources for the future. That's your news today, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.